Hearken to my spirit. Hearken to my words. For many have not taken seriously where I'm trying to lead my body currently. Hearken unto me. For I desire you to come past tradition. I desire you to come past religion. I desire you to come past the box that you've placed me in and kept me in for so long. Follow me deeper. Follow me into things where fear has tried to stop you and say, no, it's not supposed to work like this. Let fear go and follow me into this. For I desire a free flow of my spirit where I am in charge. But I am only in charge when charge is relinquished. So allow me to lead you. Take seriously where I'm leading you. For I have scaled this group back. Because I desire those that are serious about intimacy with me. Those that will go deeper into intimacy with me. Take your eyes off of your favorite speaker, the most anointed. Take your eyes off of individuals and put your eyes on me. For I desire a group of people to learn of my spirit, to learn of my ways, to learn of my presence together. To allow me in corporately where I'm present, to where I heal without even a finger being laid on someone by someone else, that I was able to be let out the box and do what I do best, be God. And do what I want to do that's in my heart. Oh, follow me into this. Take your eyes off of man. Put your eyes on me. When you come together, come with a seriousness, a heart set on me that wants to know me deeper, that yearns for more intimacy, with passion to know me. For I desire to train you in things and ways that you have not experienced yet. Come past the soul that's always being entertained, giving it something to make it feel secure. Come past your soul needing security and entertainment. Come with me to where I satisfy your soul with my very presence. It's hard to let my presence satisfy your soul if your mind doesn't let you get quiet. For when your mind dictates how you feel and what you do and what you think about it, I ask you to come deeper and get quiet. Let my presence satisfy your soul. Let my presence quiet your mind. Find that place of stillness in me where you start to get fed by me. And that which is happening in the spirit becomes the most important thing in your life, the most real thing to you. And the things of this world that you thought you cared about so much will grow so dim. Follow me into this. Oh, I speak even to the leadership and to him that speaks with the mic right now. Do not lose step with what I'm trying to do in this season. Give yourself to intimacy with me, even outside of service. For I've longed, I've called, I've beckoned, I've asked, follow me into this. And many have come a certain way, but many have stopped. I'm not condemning. I'm bringing the hope that says, pick it back up today. Follow me into this. There's an intimacy that I desire for you to be fulfilled by me and for me to be fulfilled by you because I desire you. Very few know this place. Follow me into worship. Set distractions aside. For I've been calling and calling and calling for quite some time. I haven't changed my mind. Oh, but as you follow me into this, know that you will see life and you will see life more abundantly. The arena of the warfare that you've lived in, where the enemy has come and just torn things apart, has never been my will. I desire for you to know me and who I am in you and who you are in me. And to stand in that authority and to use your authority to win and exercise my victory. But you cannot know this place without knowing me in intimacy. Follow me into this. And everything you thought you've known about what I want to do, it will change. Because I want to be in control. You can't figure out what I want to do. I want to be in control. You can't tell me what to do. I guide you and I ask you to follow me. So come past tradition and come past religion. Know that this season and this time that I have you in is very, very important. And the training and the equipping and everything that I'll give you in this time that you need. Take your eyes off, man. Put your eyes on me.